Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini is back with us. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to start with New York State and a higher minimum wage, which apparently isn't hurting employment. Explain.
So the new report from Governor Cuomo's office concluded that with unemployment at historic lows across the state, there is no evidence the rising minimum wage has led to any substantial loss of jobs. Business owners, however, say it's a bit more complicated than that. While some haven't had to lay off their employees, the rising wage has impacted how they run their business. One example is Tom Hoffman Jr. of Hoffman Car Wash. He's looked at how to automate more of his car washes, including starting a division to make the tools that do the automation. He said his labor costs right now are climbing faster than his sales and profits. And while his company is growing, he's not hiring more people. The report from Cuomo's office uses low unemployment rates around the state as an example of how the labor market remains tight. Ken Pakowski of the Business Council said decreases in population in certain areas may also play a role in those figures. He gave the example of Fulton County, which has 3,000 fewer jobs today than in 2008. But their workforce is shrinking, so their unemployment rate has also gone down. And that, Pakowski makes the point, is not economic development. As the minimum wage continues to rise over the next few years, we'll be watching to see how businesses continue to adapt.
Well, speaking of the labor market, the governor just signed new regulations for the hemp industry. That's sure to create some jobs.
Yeah. On Monday, Cuomo signed into law new regulations for growing, processing, and selling hemp products. The industry is projected to triple its sales to $2 billion by 2021. You know, more regulations doesn't usually make life easier for business owners, but hemp industry players say the new rules could actually be good for their businesses. They believe it's a chance for growers and processors right here in New York to stand out in an increasingly crowded marketplace. One of the requirements under the new law is that all products with CBD sold in New York must say where the hemp was grown, among other labeling specifications. One hemp grower, Alan Gandelman, believes that change will help clean up store shelves and protect consumers from low-quality products. With the previous lack of regulation, the industry has been described as the Wild West. And there could be more to come. There's another set of recently proposed regulations that some say could cut costs for medical marijuana companies and give a boost in business to hemp growers upstate. Those regulations are currently in a 60-day public comment period.
Finally, development, especially downtown development. Many of our Northeast cities have been coming up with redevelopment plans. And in Schenectady, we just saw a housing development unveiled in the Little Italy section. And you have a story in the Business Review about Redburn Development buying another building downtown in Schenectady.
Yes, they're adding again to their Schenectady portfolio with the purchase of the former headquarters of Capital District Off-Track Bedding Corp right near Proctor's. Redburn principal Jeff Buell said there are no specific plans other than to eventually convert it into apartments with the help of historic tax credits. Redburn will also buy a parking lot across the street. Redburn teased a bigger strategy at play in Schenectady and said the company plans to continue to focus on the local downtowns and are piecing together a pretty big project. Redburn Development specializes in renovating old urban buildings and currently has over 650,000 square feet of local development in progress. It's something we'll continue to watch here at the Business Review.
And when she knows about it, we'll hear about it. It's Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.